Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Today we are going to check in with our resident serial entrepreneur, John Warner. John is also founder of InnoVenture. He joins us now by phone from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. John, welcome back to the program.
Hi, Mike.
So tell us what's showing up on your radar today.
Well, if you'll remember, last year, the South Carolina Department of Commerce led an initiative that got recognized as a tech hub by the U.S. Economic Development Administration. They were one of 31 organizations in the country. And last week, it was announced that $504 million in implementation grants had been awarded, and Commerce's proposal got $45 million of that. That's pretty good, isn't it?
Yeah, wow, that's like almost 10%.
Yeah, so they were one of 12 that received part of this money. So that's kind of, you know, pretty evenly spread out among the 12. They've got a number of partners, a number of industry groups working with them, economic development organizations, institutions of higher education, and they're working with the U.S. Cyber Command and the U.S. Army Cyber Command over in Fort Eisenhower, which is in Georgia. They're also working with the Savannah River National Lab. So they say that there's six projects that this money is going to be used to fund. One is the Carolina Institute for Battery Innovation, and that's led by the University of South Carolina. While Commerce was the organization that applied, I think USC was a big driver of this whole initiative. Then there's a hydrogen resilience demonstrator and test bed. It's to be led by Rolls-Royce. There's an economic development through grid emulation upgrade, which is led by Clemson. There's a grid-enabled cyber operations, which will be led by the Savannah River National Lab. There's an entrepreneurship and innovation exchange, which is led by SCRA. And then finally, Education and Workforce Center, which is led by the South Carolina Technical College System. So it says that it covers the Midlands and the Upstate, and I guess Clemson's involved, but really it seems like it's something that's focused on a lot of the resources that are available in the Midlands. And, you know, there's a focus on energy resiliency and, like, battery technology. So, you know, those are big things as we get forward in the future, aren't they?
Well, they are, and those are things that are already happening all across the state, you know, with companies landing here and opening battery plants and battery recycling plants. And yeah, so it just kind of fits right in. And I guess this has to be making the folks in the Midlands happy again as well.
Well, you know, it's a good bit of money that's going to get focused in this area. And this time it's, you know, in research-oriented activities, and that's good. You know, let's hope that this can truly turn into some innovation that gets commercialized and maybe new companies, you know, emerge out of this, you know, in the state. You know, that'd be a good thing. So there's another similar application that's coming up in August. The National Science Foundation Regional Innovation Engine Program, the first round of it was 2 years ago, and they've got another application that's due in August of this year for a second round. And, you know, I know of some folks that are getting themselves organized, and it'd be kind of cool if we could actually, you know, win a similar kind of award from the National Science Foundation. And, you know, if there's any listener that would be interested in that, you know, they can reach you and you can get them in touch with me, and I'd love to plug them into others, you know, applying for another round of this funding.
Yeah. And so what's the deadline on that one?
A letter of intent was due a few weeks ago, and then a preliminary proposal will be due August the 8th. And like I said, there's several organizations in the state. They're currently anticipating putting in a proposal. I know one's on advanced manufacturing, one's on artificial intelligence. And, you know, I can help plug people into any of those if they're interested.
Well, John, it sounds like it's not quite a sleepy summer. Got some good things happening, it sounds like. So we appreciate the update. Thanks.
That was a really good pop around the 4th of July.
Yeah, for sure. John Warner is a serial entrepreneur and founder of InnoVenture. He joined us by phone from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. Remember, you can hear this show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org. And you can find us wherever you find podcasts with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.